Well, thank you. Now, the final characteristic, the 38th, is that truth is natural.
Yes, because of that which you have become, the Kundalini energy flows automatically based on the level of consciousness through the appropriate chakra system, the acupuncture system, and it alters the brain physiology as a consequence of that which it is. We spoke of the Kundalini energy. We also spoke from 200 and up. Brain physiology shifts in the left brain to the right brain, and the whole sequence of processing is completely different. This is natural. It's a consequence of that which you have become. And if you turn your life into devotion to become that, and you be that, as a matter of being that, then the energy automatically, when you can see the beauty and divinity of all that exists, and the sacredness of all of life, etc., and you see the divinity that shines forth through all of creation, to try to imitate it. So altered, you see a lot of these strange energy manipulation systems. I saw one on television the other night. It's supposed to be levitation or something like this, see? I mean, it was ridiculous. And if you calibrate it, it's got nothing to do with levitation. Levitation, you know, having gone through the cities myself, I can tell you, it has nothing to do with what you do whatsoever. It's got nothing to do with how you breathe. Picturing lights flowing around you, reciting peculiar things, breathing through one nostril or the other. The cities at a certain level flow up your back like an exquisite energy. This energy spontaneously in and of that which it is flows into the world. And all the so-called paranormal phenomena happen automatically as a consequence of their own. It's got nothing to do with you personally. To try and force these things unnaturally can be catastrophic. And you read about Kundalini psychosis. You read about the students who the energy went up one side and not the other, and they were lopsided and staggered over and were sick for years, etc. This is trying to force the Kundalini energy. The spiritual energy is divine energy. What you're trying to do is force God's hand. I'll just breathe this energy up into this chakra, and then I'll be such and such. Why don't you just be such and such, and then the energy will flow up to that chakra? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like trying to drive the horse with the buggy. Mm-hmm. No, that which you become automatically pulls to itself that which is concording with that which it is. To try and force it unnaturally, I don't advise.
Now, you also talk, as far as truth being natural, that it's not invoking of entities or others.
Yes, otherness. You can go the whole gamut of the evolution of consciousness, and along the way, there are no others. No angels speak to you, no archangels, no visions, no voices coming out of trees, no whisperings from the grass, no monkeys who suddenly begin to talk.
So is there something wrong with invoking?
There's no master on the other side.
Right.
There's no other entity. Even at the very highest, where you have to surrender your life itself, there's no other there. When you have to make the most major decision possible to make in the evolution of consciousness, there is no other to guide you. No other. No guardian angel. No Baba, Baba. There's nobody there. You're absolutely all by oneself. The only thing that accompanies you is a frequency and an energy in the aura. That's the grace of the guru, the traditional grace of the master. So the high spiritual teaching shines forth as a frequency vibration, a very high frequency vibration in your aura. So that's the silent transmission, but it's not a personage. So when you get to the great door where you need, you know, if any, there was ever going to be a time you need somebody was there, there's nothing there. However, there is the frequency and the energy of the knowingness, which comes forth, not from elsewhere, but from within oneself as a knowingness, because all spiritual revolution is a revelation. All fear is an illusion. Walk through it. And without that knowingness. Now, that knowingness, because you're giving your life itself, better come with a very high frequency vibration. The power of it has to be greater than the power of the ego. Mm. The ego's been around a long, long time, millennia, mm-hmm. long before mankind was even thought of. The ego ruled, and the energy of that energy. There better be a knowingness on the most profound level. Most profound level. To turn over your life to the unknown and walk through a gate. Huh? So, there's no reliance on externals. See? You can't turn your life over to an unseen entity on the other side, either calibrated or not calibrated. Most of them on the other side are into power over you, because why would they be hanging out instead of going on to celestial realms? You don't suddenly hear a voice saying, I'm Master Hookah. I'm 35,000 years old. Follow me. No. Doesn't happen that way. Because it is tricky. On the other hand, it's simple. It's very simple.
Well, see, well, thank you, because I think that really does help us all as far as discerning. And, you know, to go through that checklist and just ask ourselves on a regular basis when we are feeling somewhat lost or confused in our ego selves, is this a truth? So just to clarify, when you're talking about teachers in the out-of-body or other.
Yes, yes.
Can you clarify? Yes.
The same as teachers in the body, you should calibrate to the level of energy. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Because there are many pseudo spiritual teachers on the other side that are really from the astral realm. They're actually from the lower astral realms. You calibrate them, they're like 120. Wow. It's not your good and welfare they have in mind, but sucking your energy. It's their good and welfare. And, you know, they've been around since the Mesopotamia. And the high time of what we now call the spiritual circus, you know, it was in Mesopotamia. The same entities are on the other side. So, you know, if they were evolved, why don't they move on to the celestial realms? Because you're getting too much of a payoff from controlling others from the other side.
So you're talking about channelers when we have people that are channeling energies.
Yeah, people are channeling, consulting out-of-body entities, see?
So what do you suggest?
I had a teacher said, never trust any teacher unless it's in a body, unless you can see them, see? But that's because he didn't know how to calibrate levels of truth. But now somebody will say, you know, I'm listening to they give me the channel. So we calibrate, what is the energy level of that channel? So the entity on the other side, you should calibrate. Are they over 200? That's the first thing you want to know. Because
right,
there's many very convincing entities on the other side that are really in the higher astral realms. And they feed off your energy, and they have plenty of followers. They manipulate the naivete and the trust of the innocence of the human, who is an easy target because he's unsophisticated. Most humans have a very difficult time mastering the earthly realm, much less the spiritual realm, much less other dimensions.
Right.
I wouldn't fool with other dimensions until you've mastered this one. And when you've mastered this one, you won't fool with other dimensions. But anyway, if you do fool around out of curiosity, see, because the spiritual naivete, see, we all start out, we got to check out the astral circus, go to all the New Age fairs, you know, have your aura read, go through the whole routine. But that can become an addiction to the novelty, you know. And then if you settle in on a teacher, you should calibrate the energy level of that teacher on the other side, is all I'm telling people.
Okay.
And if they're integrous, then you'll find that everything they're saying is already there to be read elsewhere.
Well, I guess you say it's our naivete that somehow if they're from the other side, they're a higher being.
Oh, they're magical and mystical.
Right.
No, they're hanging out. Why don't they move on karmically? Why are they hanging out in that realm? They're not going to be talking to you.
So anybody...
Why would they talk to you? What kind of an agenda do they have, is it? All right, that takes a good degree of sophistication to see the truth of what I'm saying. All I'm saying is on a practical level,
calibrate
the energy level of the entity on the other side, see? Because there's many that have that are famous, they have lots of followers, and frankly, he calibrates at 190, see? All right, so.
Thank you. Right. Makes very good sense.
It's just a practical advice.
Very good sense. Yeah.